听力课堂，听 class.com。
30 CEO Dialogue 1
So who does he think he is, anyway? I can't believe the way that my boss has been ordering everyone around lately. I mean, it's not like he's the CEO or anything.
Actually, I'm guessing you didn't get the memo. Your boss was selected to fill the vacancy in the CEO slot. He actually is the CEO now. Or will be, as soon as the official press releases and hoopla is done with.
Yikes! You're joking, right? I can't believe it. No wonder he's been so stressed and bossy lately. I thought he was just being ostentatious by giving orders to people in all the different departments. What big shoes to fill.
No kidding. When the last CEO left, we were worried about the future of the company.
What does a CEO do anyway? I know the CEO makes the most money in the company, but what does he actually do?
He is responsible to the board of directors for everything that happens in the company. He or she must give leadership to all company officers. A CEO is also responsible for providing the guiding philosophies of the company and acting as an official representative or face of the company.
Must be one smart guy.
Dialogue 2.
Now, we'd like to hear from our Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Anita Muller. Ms. Muller?
Thanks, Alice. Just like was expressed by many of the speakers today, I also would like to talk about all of the changes in store for us in the very near future. I would like to remind you all of some of the basics we must stick to during the transitory period ahead. When you signed up with this company, you all received an employee handbook, in which you can find our mission statement. If you would all recite along with me,
we will provide quality service at the lowest possible cost to our customers, while maintaining positive outlook, proactive mindset, and efficient habits.
Correct. Speaking as your CEO, I can assure you these principles will not change. We are opening many new production lines, but we will maintain our standards.
Music